Last week we discussed some aspects of Yerusha Sabal and how Yerusha Sabal may be a different type of Yerusha than the standard Yerusha, reflecting the different relationship between a Baal and Ishto. It's not a relationship of regular korva, but a relationship that's a function of the marriage, and after the marriage no longer exists, there's no further blood relation. So we'll talk today about a related topic, which is She'eris La'achamisa, what's the status of that relationship between husband and wife after one of them passes away. So back to the Gemara that we touched on last week, on Daf Kafidal and Mubez, the Gemara quotes a line in the Mishnah, Isha Espina, and the Gemara asks, Hatu Lamali. So why do we need that Bava in the Mishnah, the Isha Espina? Isn't that really the flip side of the first Bava in the Mishnah? Hatu Lamali, Hatana L'Resha, Ha'ish Es Imo, Ish es ishto. So I already know ish es imo, ish es ishto. What is ish es bina and baila ed? Hakamash v'lan, the ish es bina, dumi the ish es baila. Ma ish es baila, ena bal yoresh es ishto v'kever. So the juxtaposition of the two cases teaches you that just like an ish es baila, ena bal yoresh es ishto v'kever, so that relates to the din that a bal is in yoresh b'ro'oi k'b'moksak. So a husband is not going to be yoresh es ishto v'kever, meaning that if his wife has other relatives, and those relatives, and his wife predeceases the other relatives, so after the other relative dies, the husband has no right to that Yerusha through the wife, because that relationship doesn't exist anymore. Af ish es bina, ene ben yoresh es ima v'kever, v'han kula achim ein. Same thing, if a mother predeceases her other relatives, so the son of this mother isn't able to gain that Yerusha that the mother posthumously would have been entitled to then be manchil to relatives that are not common to the mother's relatives. So that's what the extra above indicates, that there's a commonality, the din of not being yoresh v'kever, that applies both to ish es bina and to baal es ishto. So, and then we learn out the din of ish es bina from the din of baal es ishto. The Tosus is bothered here, Tosus Dibra Maskil, Ma Ish Es Baila. Why is it that it's more pashut to the Gemara that this din of not being manchil v'kever applies to the Baal as opposed to the Bet? It's pashut to the Gemara that this din applies, that a Baal is in Yoresh Es Ishto v'kever. It's less pashut, we have to derive, that a Ben is in Yoresh Es Ishto v'kever. So why is that more pashut that the din applied by Baal is Ishto as opposed to Ben as Imo? So first Tosus quotes in the Rivam, so about 7-8 lines down in Tosos, Tosos quotes the Rivam, the reason that it's more kasha when it comes to a baal than when it comes to a ben is because the relationship of a baal to ishto and what drives the Yerusha is that relationship of she'eris. Once the wife dies, so then that she'eris relationship dissolves, just like when you're megarish your wife, that relationship dissolves. And therefore, the relationship exists no longer, and there's no mechanism by which you could be Yoresh Es Ishto v'kever, because that relationship was dissolved. Rebbe Gash says the same thing over here in the sugya, that since once the wife dies, so the Ishus is paka, and therefore it's pasha that a baal is in Yoresh Ishto v'kever. But then Tosus is bothered, is it so pasha that the She'eris is paka ayde misa? Tosus is bothered by Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there in Yevamos and Hei Amud Beis is talking about whether there's a relationship of Eishes Ish, an Isser of Eishes Ish, if you're Misham Eish Mesa. That if a married woman dies, and someone has Tashbish with this dead married woman, so is that an Isser of Eishes Ish? So the Gemara there says, on Daf Nun Hei Mevez and Yevamos, Eishes Ish, Prad L'Meshamish Mesa, that there's no Isser Eishes Ish if you're Meshamish Mesa. Sagadayta Chamina, Ho Ila Achar Misa, Nami Ikre Sheiro. So you might have thought that even L'Achar Misa, there's still a relationship of She'er, that the wife is still considered Sheiro of the husband. L'Chai V'Lek Eishes Ish. So you might have thought that she'eris exists to the point that you'd still be chayim mishum eishes ish if you're misham eish mesa with an eishes ish, kamash malat. So what's the kamash malat over there? So Tosos here The fact that Tosas asks on the Rivam from that Gemara, Tosas here is assuming that the Kamash Milan isn't that there's no relationship of She'eros Akhamisa. There's still a relationship of She'eros Akhamisa, but Kamash Milan, that's not enough to generate an Isser Eishes Ish, because that's not Shifa Zera. There's no Isser Eishes Ish by a woman who's dead, but not because the relationship of She'eros doesn't exist. And Tosas there, and Yevamos assumes otherwise. The Rishash points this out over here. Tosas there, and Yevamos assumes Nunheim and Beis and Yevamos Diber Maskel LaAchar. Tosas there assumes no, that the Kamash Milan is that the Sheiris is Paka, that in a Chanami there's no relationship at all, and therefore you can't entertain that there would have been an Isser Eishes Ish LaAchar Misa if you're Mishamesh Mesa. And then the Riyad Artos assumes that that Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara in Yivam is that there still is She'eros Akhamisa, so then the Rivam's incorrect in saying that it's Pashut, that there's no Yerusha Bekever for Baalas Ishta because She'eros is Pakal Akhamisa, so the reason that's not the case, Omer Ri, so then why is it that the Gemara here assumes that it's more Pashut, that there's no Yerusha Bekever for Baalas Ishta? The Omer Ri, the Hainu Taima Mishum, the Ein Adam Yarish Bakaver, Lahanchil the Krovin, El Ayidei Mishbush, Nafgalam Lakaman, Miva Ben Ein Lo, the Hainu Hanu the Yorshin Machmas Korva. So we really learn out the restriction of that you're not Yarish Bakaver from the din of Mishmush. And Mishmash only applies where there are Krovin. So when it comes to a Baal, it's not Yorish's Ishto because of Korva. It's independent. There may still be a relationship of She'eros Achramisa, but it's still the case that the Yorish's Baal is fundamentally different than other Yorish's. And Yorish's Baal is not a function of Korva. If it's not a function of Korva, it doesn't work with the regular formula of Mishmash. And therefore, that's how I know that there's no Yorusha Bekever for Baal as Ishta. But again, what emerges from this Tosas in juxtaposition to the Tosas in Yevamos, and the Rishash points this out again, is two days in Tosas as to whether there is a notion of She'eros La'achamisa. Even if there's no She'eros La'achamisa, there's still no Yerusha Sabal La'achamisa for other reasons. And the question is there She'eros La'achamisa? I forgot to mention at the onset that this year is Le'ila Nishmas, my grandfather Menachem Ben Yaakov, whose yard site is today, or at least Machlok is one of the yard sites today, because the Ptir was in a Sham Shuta in Sasham Buberis. But you can learn Le'ila Nishmas someone even Misafik. Okay. So the Kleichem in Parsha Pinchas suggests that this Machlok is Bali Tosvos as to whether there's She'eros La'achamisa may be relevant, or maybe the point of Machlokas between a Rambam and a Ramban in Hilchos Avelos as well. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Ohalacha Zayin, Ishto shel Kohen mistamila al karcha, ve'ena mistamila ela midivrei sofer. So as opposed to the standard Zayin Krovim, where there's a din that a regular Kohen is mistami to one of the Zayin Krovin min HaTorah, and then by extension, wherever a Kohen is mitami min HaTorah, there's also a Delos min HaTorah. When it comes to Nisus Kohen, so there, that Tumah, the obligation for a Kohen to be mistami for his wife who just passed away, that's only Divrei Sofer. Asu Asa Kemeis Mitzvah, Kemen She'ein La Yoresh Elohu, that the Rabbanan decided that we treat an Eishes Kohen as one of the Zayin Krovim, the Inyan B'Metameh, because we treat it as a Meis Mitzvah, since he's the only Yoresh. If he were not able to properly tend to her needs, then no one else would tend to her needs, no one else would take care of the Kfura. So we treat her as Ki'ilu, a Meis Mitzvah, and therefore, Midi Rabbanan, we mandate that a Kohen should be Mistameh for his wife. And the Ramban, the Torah Sa'adam argues, the Ramban assumes, no, the Chiyuv Tumah for Kohen, and flip side, the Chiyuv Adelus for everyone, for a wife, is Min HaTorah, Because she'eruzu ishta. She'eruzu ishta tells you that that is a relationship that's relevant for tumas meis for kohanim, relevant the flip side for avelus, and that's a din d'oraisa. So the klichem assumes that it's mistabber that the Rambam, who holds that avelus for a wife is only the rabbanon, and according to mitame for his wife, mitame for his wife is only the rabbanon, assumes that she'erus is pakel l'archamisa legagri. And therefore, there's no korva at all. So min haTorah, there's no relationship, there's no avelus, there's no tumah. And the Rabban says, no, the Rabban says that, lisa l'inyan zeh, yesh she'erus la'achar misa. And that's lishitaso, and the Rabban here in Arsiga, the Rabban here writes, that why is it that a baal is not yoresh es ishto la'achar moso, after the husband dies, Shekevan shehimu teres linase la'acher. So if a husband dies, so the yorshim of the husband not entitled to yarshin his wife. Shekevan shehimu teres linase la'acher. Since she is allowed to marry someone else, harehi kone es atma legamri b'misa sabal. She's kone herself b'misa sabal. The ein harishon yorsha, and the first husband, the deceased husband, is not yorish her. So here the Kleikanda points out that there may, the Ramban may actually be in middle position. The Ramban here is saying that if the husband dies, so then she's called as Asma B'misa Sabal, and the husband is not Yorisher, meaning the husband's Yorishim are not Yorisher. So that reason that she's called Asma B'misa Sabal, that only applies where the husband dies, and that's where the She'eris is Paka. Well, let's say the wife died. So if the wife dies, that's not matir anything. So maybe in that case, if the wife dies, maybe the she'erus isn't paka. Meaning the Ramban in Avelus, when the Ramban says when it comes to Avelus, min haTorah, the husband has to prav avelus for his wife, and if he's a kohen, it's mitamis for his wife. That's the deraisa, because there, if the wife dies, the husband survives, there the she'erus is nepaka. Because there the misa sa isha didn't have any effect on being matter or anything for the husband. But on the flip side, if the husband dies, so there the Ramban says in our sugya that the she'erus is paka. Because she's kona atzma the misa sabal, and therefore the husband's yorshim aren't yorisher. So that's a middle position, that she'eris is paka the misa sabal, but not the misas ha'isha. And that's what the Rishash points out. Maybe that's the yisha between the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara here as well. The Gemara in Yevamos talk about misas ha'isha. So there could be that the she'eris is still intact. Lo paka she'eris, because there the wife is the one who died. Because the misa the isha isn't matter anything for the baal. But here we're talking about where the husband dies. So there, if the husband dies, so then the she'eris is paka, and the husband isn't yorish es ishto bakever. And there is no she'eris, because the misa sabal is matir the woman lashuk. That could be a middle position, that she'eris is paka in one direction, not in the other direction, only the misa sabal, and not b'misas ha'isha. Chasson Sofer talks about this in the Tshuva. Chelik Yerodeya, Chelik Dei, Simen Shinun Hei, Yerodeya Simen Shinun Hei. The Shaila was, there's a din Hilchos Avelus that if there's likud atzamos, if you bury someone, and then you have to re-intern the nifter, so then there's a limited Avelus for the day of likud atzamos. Then if you have to dig up the cavern and then rebury somewhere else, the din of likud atzamos, so then there's a limited avelus. So the shaila the Chasson Sofer is addressing is a woman's husband died, and now she's remarried. And then they have to do lipid atzamos on the atzamos of the first husband. So would you say that this woman is now happily remarried, or not happily remarried, but remarried, so she's going to have to be knowing that they was for her first husband because of that lipid atzamos? That would be a little awkward. So the Chazon Sofer says no. That's not right. You shouldn't be noheg avelus for likud asamos here, because this very point that she'erus is paka la'achar misas habal. The misas habal allows her to remarry, and here in fact she did remarry. So even if there is enough of a relationship that existed to be mechayev avelus, whether that's min haTorah or midrabanan, when her husband dies, but any remnant of that relationship is totally severed once she remarries, and there's no korva whatsoever to the first husband. So therefore, it's inappropriate for a woman in that case to be noheges avelus for the likud atzamos of her first husband. Okay, stop here.
Sure. Thank you.